Hi guys, welcome back to the Banana Babes podcast. This is episode 2. I'm Mandolin.
And I'm Lauren.
And we're so excited to be back. We had a crazy weekend.
It really was crazy. Okay, so I guess we can start off that we are the back-to-back champions of the CPL. So that's super cool.
Yeah, so we run the Coastal Plain League, basically, for 2 years.
Literally. The guys killed it. They literally won 11-0. We're at the field right now, and the score is still up, so that's pretty funny. You know, we'll just keep it up for the whole year or something, but it was really exciting, and it was funny because the other day we were talking, and we were like, oh, like, you know, it'll be great if we can just have, like, a couple point lead, but then, you know, we led by 11, so it was
amazing.
It was amazing, and it was in the bag, so it was pretty cool. And, yeah, it was a great time, and then we were able to celebrate and just, you know, have a lot of fun after, because the boys definitely deserve it, because they definitely worked so hard.
Great game for all of our guys. Ty Jackson got a home run,
his
first homer ever in the Coastal Plain League, so pretty amazing.
Shout out Ty. That was so exciting. You know, I was watching the broadcast in the office, and I saw it, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I was started crying for him.
I literally got chills. It was amazing.
It was so good. And then, of course, Biko's excitement on the broadcast really helps it, because he's like, it's gone, and so that's always exciting.
There's, like, a clip of their outfielder just standing against the lawn, and like, yep, that's our boy. He did that.
That is so funny. You should probably put like a TikTok sound over it.
I'm sure we'll see it soon. Yeah. With our marketing team, I have a feeling it'll hit the internet pretty quickly.
Yes, that is so funny. But yes, so congrats to the boys. They did a great job. We love championships. I know that Mandel and I were wearing our rings from last year, which was pretty cool. And I know that Megan was asking on the Instagram page earlier, you know, if everyone gets one. And last year, everyone did get one. We all got a championship ring, even if we were an intern. And it was definitely cool to kind of have that and remember last year's work.
My favorite keepsakes, for sure.
Yes. And it was so nice to be able to wear it, because I usually don't wear it. But now that we were at the championship, I was like, you know what? I'll probably wear it. And It was
I never get to wear mine, because mine is like a size 7, because they couldn't make it small enough for my finger, because my finger is a size 4. So I literally had it rigged up behind another ring, and I was flaunting it to everyone I saw the entire night. It was amazing.
Yes, we're married to the game.
Married to the game. It was amazing.
Yes. So should we talk about what's next for the Bananas?
What's coming up? We have a lot coming up in the month of August and September. You want to kick it off?
Sure. So we are going to be playing Banana Ball. So I know a lot of people love Banana Ball. And so we'll be having a series starting the 19th of August. And that'll kind of be every weekend for
the next month.
Yeah,
basically.
For the next month. And I think it'll end like September 3rd. But it'll be a lot of fun. We love our Banana Ball boys. And so that'll be fun to have them back on the field with us, and we have a lot of newcomers that are also super excited, and it'll be great to have them back, because we love our CPL boys, but Banana Ball boys definitely have a place in our heart.
And Banana Ball means the new set of rules that are so infamous and all over the internet.
Can you let us know what they are?
Yeah, I can give you a few. So every inning counts. Whoever wins the inning gets the point, which is part of why we get that special 2-hour time limit that we all know and love to speed up the game of baseball.
Yes.
No bunting, no mound visits, and also if a fan catches a foul ball, it is automatically an out, which is really interesting. It keeps people really engaged. So that's just a couple of the rules.
Yes, that is cool. The fans do love when they are able to catch the balls. I know little kids will show up with their gloves ready to rock and roll. And then we had, do you remember where the fan was, where he caught it? Was it Kansas City?
I think it may have been Kansas City.
Maybe. And so we had a fan who caught the ball, or was it West Palm?
Who knows?
You know, we probably had fans, multiple fans, but we had this one fan who caught the ball, and he was super pumped, and we brought him down to the field, and it was kind of like, he held it up in the air all excited,
cheering
for him. So it was a lot of fun. We're super excited for those rules. You know, working in the baseball industry, the innings can go very long. We've been here since you know, until midnight sometimes. And so being able to have a two-hour limit is always really nice for us.
I feel like it keeps everyone engaged, like, right. Not just us working it, but the people in the stands, because it sometimes can get a little drawn out and a little boring. But
definitely. And, you know, okay, we're starting at 7 and we're ending at least by 9:30. And so then, like you said, people are engaged and they're also with Banana Ball, we are able to go on the field at any point and do entertainment. So you have to keep your eyes open because there'll be somebody in the outfield doing like army crawling and then something happening in the dugout. Like, it's crazy. Our entertainment team definitely works hard at keeping people engaged.
I love seeing all the different like entertainment aspects, especially when Banana Ball runs around, because like you said, everything can be happening at once. The pitcher's doing something, the people in the infield are doing something, everyone in the outfield's doing something different. It really just keeps everyone on their toes.
For sure. And it's always so fun because half the time, I know for myself, I don't get to see the game too often, and so I'm always in the office or running around, and so watching like the TikToks afterwards is always exciting because I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that happened during the game, and then we can laugh about it and see on the internet.
Yeah, so that's, I love going back and watching the Instagram stories because it's like a fun little recap of everything that happened that night because I'm inside the store. So
yeah, and there's always just so much going on that even during the game, it's just so many things are happening, which is so cool. But I guess we can talk about our experience. So I don't know if everyone's heard or not, but we do have an ESPN TV show coming out. So that'll be on ESPN Plus, I think. And so that's super exciting. You know, it's funny because for myself growing up, I'm like, oh, joking. Like, oh, it'd be so fun to have camera crews following us around. And that actually did happen for us.
Got to experience it.
From March to May, we had the crew following us and kind of just following every single move. And kind of like how we're doing the podcast now, it was definitely interesting at first to have, you know, camera following you and kind of watching you. I remember the first time that they were here, like the first day, we had a ticket meeting, and then the camera's, like, right in our face, and I felt like it was, like, a Office episode or something, where I was, like, looking into the camera, so that was really funny, and I was, like, telling myself in my head, like, don't look at the camera, so that was interesting.
It was just really fun having them in the office, following us to all of our world tour stops, filming bus rides, seeing people stopping at the gas stations, our little huddles at the end of the night, like, talking about all the stories and all the cool fan experiences we got to see that night. So they really got every single aspect of Banana Land, which I think is amazing.
They really did, and it wasn't just the entertainment happening on the field, but they also followed us in the office, which was super cool because, like you said, you know, they are capturing every moment, they're capturing everything. And they were all super sweet. We all loved them. I know we all grew so close to them that from March to May, by the end of the time that they were done here, we were all so sad for them to go. But it'll be cool to see the final
fingers
product.
Fingers crossed we'll have them back, maybe.
Yes. Yeah, and fingers crossed that we'll even be on the show. Seriously? I know sometimes the camera was on me, so I'm like, oh, maybe I made it, maybe I didn't. But it'll be cool to watch everybody, and it'll definitely be interesting watching it because I know it comes out August 19th. And so hopefully we'll have a watch party after the game because we have
a watch party.
We have the first Banana Ball game then, but hopefully we'll have a watch party and then we'll all just probably be cringing at how we look on camera and everything. But it'll be definitely interesting and cool to be like, oh, I know Zach or I know Mando and stuff like that. So
yeah, and to like recap everything that's happened. Because I know, like, in every department, different things were happening at the same time, simultaneously. And, like, being able to go back and watch that and just relive it all, I know we're all going to really enjoy because World Tour was so magical and much fun.
It really was a lot of fun. Even, like you said, moments like the tarp pull in Birmingham where afterwards...
In the dark, we had lights, pulling tarp. Like, like, they did that every single day, but to know that we're going to be able to go back and watch it.
Yes, and then just let everybody know on how chaotic it was because, so Birmingham, Alabama, we went there, I think it was in April, and so we went there, it's the oldest ballpark in, like, the country, I believe, and so we go there, and There's chances of rain coming in, so we all had to get on the bus and go pull tarp.
We left Top Golf and
yes.
pulled tarp.
Yes, and we made sure that the tarp was on and ready to rock and roll, so there was a game the next day. And so since it's the oldest ballpark, there's no lights. And so that was even kind of a situation that we ran into with the game itself because we were like, all right, you know, it's usually dark or getting dark by 9 o'clock, and so we kind of had to fit that in super quick for the game.
We literally had to, like, pack up the Penske.
Yes.
Pitch black dark. There was no light. People were using their flashlights. People's radios were, like, falling off. I remember Nikki's radio, like, got lost in the box because there's no light. No one can see. Everyone's just, like, huddled together trying to move things as quick as possible.
Yes.
But being able to, like, watch that back is going to be so hilarious.
Literally, because, so I don't know if you guys realize or not, but when we went on the world tour, we were the ones kind of bringing everything. We brought everything from tables to stanchions to
everything merch
you could think of, and so
weights to hold down
tents itself, and so so like Mando said, I remember having the flashlight on my phone stuck to my head, like in my hat, and like stuff like that, which is so funny, and so we can't wait to watch that back because. It definitely was interesting, and it also just showed, like, the beauty of each place that we went to, because Birmingham was so different than West Palm, where we went in West Palm, it was a
spring training facility
for, it was the Astros,
the Washington Nationals,
and the Nationals. Also, you know, we were talking about the fire trucks last episode, and so there they are. In the background, we
had to make their appearance.
The ballpark is right across. Yep, there we go.
Nice.
They just wanted to say hey. but yeah, so just even going from Birmingham to a place like West Palm, where it's brand new. I think it was built maybe in 2010. It's
so nice.
Definitely less than 10 years old, and even that was interesting because. So the first day we had to play after a MLB team. So I think it was the Astros and another team playing against each other. And so we had to go kind of behind the scenes and make sure that nobody could see us until the MLB game was done. And so then once that ninth inning hit and they finished that inning, you know, we were ready to go and we were all running around like little ants scrambling. Trying to set up for the game that we then were going to have.
Then, like, the next day, we had to break down in 45 minutes.
Yes.
Which usually takes us, you know.
Yes, because there was a game after us that day. And so, typically, the gates open for Banana Ball at 5:30, and then the show starts then, but then the game starts at 7. And so, it was crazy because, same thing, like, we had to kind of get situated, and then before then we had on that Saturday we had a day game, and so typically it's
which
at 5:30.
We've never really done before, so
yes,
it's a new experience.
It was definitely interesting to see even like our promotions, like how that works in the daylight, because I know is it during the seventh inning is yellow?
Yeah,
so in the seventh inning we do this thing called yellow, where they play yellow by Coldplay, I think so. And so they play that song and everyone brings out their flashlights, and just a really cool moment. But obviously, since it's daylight out, you can't really do that in the daylight. And so it was very interesting to see that. So a lot of crazy things happened on the World Tour that'll definitely be shown in those episodes that we are super excited about for everyone to see and kind of laugh about.
Yeah, I can't believe like the time is finally here, because we've kept it under wraps for so long.
Yes.
Now we can finally like announce it.
Yes.
And talk about it, but it's like getting so close. Yeah. We only have a couple of days, almost like a week, and it's happening.
I know. It's going to be crazy. It's definitely going to be a whirlwind to kind of let everyone know. You know, if people don't know about Bananas, they're definitely going to know about us in a week or two. So it's kind of like the calm before the storm.
That's exactly right.
You know, I know even when the crew was following us around, during the world tour, people were so anxious and curious to know, like, who they were and what company they were a part of. because obviously we can't hide the camera guys, especially with the mics and everything that they were holding. So it'll definitely be fun now that the secret's out to kind of let everybody know what the inside of the bananas looks like.
Yeah, and everyone's kind of like getting geared up and ready back home just to have all that attention on us.
Yes.
Making sure that we can give fans the experience we have in the past.
Definitely. Because I know for my my like parents and grandparents, they're all, you know, marking their calendars and stuff for August 19th. And so they're all so excited. So it's definitely fun having that support from our family and friends because it is exciting. And we're just happy to share it all.
And they'll finally kind of get to see behind the scenes what we do.
Right.
We come and see games, but it's hard to explain to everyone like what we do on a day-to-day basis. So letting them kind of get an idea and get to see like what marketing does, what merchandise does, what tickets does, what operations does is going to be really amazing.
And for sure.
I hope the world enjoys it as much as we have enjoyed having the cameras following us for so long, getting our story. So it's going to be so much fun.
It'll be super cool, and, you know, like you said, it's definitely going to be fun having people see, like, the insides of it, because people will always ask us, like, at games and whatnot, like, oh, is it as much fun as it is to, like, work it as it is to watch the games? And we're like, yes, honestly, like, and, you know, whatever.
It honestly doesn't feel like we're working.
It never does.
We're having fun.
Yes.
Just like every other fan in the stands. Like, even though sometimes we've seen these promotions a million times. Mm-hmm. Getting to see like the smiles on the fans' faces
for sure.
And see how excited they get about it really gets me excited and pumped up about it. Like I'm seeing it for the first time.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it is really cool seeing the fans' reactions because, you know, we'll practice it or we'll see it, but definitely seeing their reactions or even like knowing that people have traveled from all over just to see the bananas, it really is like humbling. And just makes you want to continue doing what we do so we can continue to make those impacts for those fans, no matter the age, because, you know, little kids enjoy it, but it's also cool seeing, you know, these older people that are saying that they've been to every single MLB stadium, and then they come to the bananas, and they're like, this is the best one yet, and so it's crazy to think that, because I think since we're in it, we're kind of like, oh, like, okay, like, that's fun. But since we're in our bubble, we don't really realize how much of an impact we are making until we hear those responses from everyone.
And, like, the people that literally make this their vacation, this is where the one place they want to be. Like, it's honestly such an honor to be out of all the places you could choose to go. Disney World, you know, Vegas.
Yeah.
All these different places, the beach.
Right.
They choose to come to our bubble.
Yes.
Which I think is truly amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. And kind of goes along with just our story and making a big impact on people and making it a night that they will never forget.
For sure. And, you know, that's the nice thing with ESPN as well is that they really did capture every single moment and capture all the things that we want to show our fans. They really captured that in the best way. And so that was really nice, you know, having a company come in and film us that kind of understood our fan-first values and kind of accepted that and wanted to show it as best as they could. And even watching like the intro, I know the intro was posted on our Instagram on the Savannah Bananas page, and it just is so cool. Like even seeing that, I'm like, oh, look at everyone. Like I, you know, it's funny seeing everyone split and Jesse and Emily and all of them. And so it's gonna be crazy.
So pumped.
Yes.
The countdown is on.
Yes, the countdown is on. And so I'm sure next time that we talk on the podcast, we'll probably be talking about the first episode at least, or at least about the first, Banana Bowl weekend and how that went with all of the guys back and whatnot.
So excited.
Well, thanks for listening guys. And we will, talk to you all very soon.
Yes. Thanks guys.